This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States' top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says that if proper public health guidelines are followed, the United States could come out of the fall and winter looking good on the coronavirus pandemic. Fauci also said during an online discussion with the Brown School of Public Health that he was cautiously optimistic about trials for a coronavirus vaccine because early trials show it is working as well or better than plasma from people who have recovered from COVID-19. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases said that the public health guidelines should not be in conflict with opening up the country, but should be a gateway to opening up the country. Racial disparities in the U.S. coronavirus epidemic extend to children. That is according to two sobering government reports released Friday. One of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports looked at children with COVID-19 who needed hospitalization. Hispanics children were hospitalized at a rate 8 times higher than white kids. Black kids were hospitalized at a rate 5 times higher. The second report examined cases of a rare virus-associated syndrome in kids. It found that nearly 3/4 of the children with the syndrome were either Hispanic or Black. Globally, approximately 720,000 deaths have been confirmed as a result of COVID-19. It's more than 161,000 in the United States and nearly 100,000 in Brazil. They are the only two countries near or above that landmark figure. The number of infections is about 19.3 million globally, with Brazil and the U.S. making up well more than a third of that figure. More at